With us today is Steve Cates, otherwise known as Dr. Sky, and he entertains us every Sunday morning when, you know, when we look up in the skies, what do we see? And it really has our mind going. Steve Cates, what's going on right now?
Well, good morning and happy Sunday morning to you and the listeners, John. We begin with a story that we've talked about, but an update. The Voyager 1 spacecraft. How about this? It resumes sending good data. Well, John, 5 months ago, Voyager 1 was sending back garbled data, as I reported here, on the Cats Roundtable at 15 billion miles from the Earth. Well, the problem, John, was found in what they called the FDS, Flight Data Subsystem. That's a computer which packages data, which sends it back to the Earth. So what's the story on that? A chip in that FDS was the problem. So they resent the entire code again to communicate with the spacecraft in little pieces to put it on another part of a chip. Well, guess what? Apparently it worked. I'm amazed, and I'm sure you and the listeners are, that something 15 billion miles away, which signal takes 23 hours to at least get there, that's incredible. I mean, at least we know now that the spacecraft is somewhat healthy, more than it was. Amazing.
Wow. And how did he, if the chip was bad, how did he divert it to, was there a backup chip?
No, John. Apparently what they did, they know how to sector the chip. So apparently they resent, in other words, you kind of wash out the old data, and then they decided to put it into another portion of that tiny little chip. Well, to me, that sounds like just a miracle, and I guess these space scientists ought to be at least applauded.
So Voyager is not dead. Yeah. Voyager is giving us information.
It's giving us information, but here's the most amazing part, John. This is something I haven't reported before. The signal, when it gets to the Earth, is less than what we call an attowatt. What the heck is that? That's a billionth of a billionth of a watt from a 12-foot dish that's on the spacecraft, and it sends data back and forth at 2.3 gigahertz and another frequency at 8.4 gigahertz. But even that sounding a little off the record and a little bit bizarre, how can you pick up a signal that tiny from a giant radio telescope? That, to me, is most incredible.
It is incredible.
So here we go, John. There's some more things to talk about Mars, as you and I like to talk about it.
I always like to talk about Mars. I think something we're going to find something up there one of these days.
I hope so, but here's the latest data on something. The Mars sample return mission is over budget. Well, the Perseverance rover is collecting these Martian rock soil samples and storing them in these tubes for a potential future mission called the sample return mission. Well, what would it do? It would be an orbiter sent to go to Mars, a lander, and a drone to pick up these little tubes and send them back to the Earth. That sounds like science fiction. But the budget, it's over budget. It's about $10 billion. So the mission may or already have been canceled. But, John, the little craft that you like to talk about, and me too, is the Ingenuity helicopter. We know it won't fly anymore, but it's still sending back images on the sand, of the sand, and sending back weather data. So the story of Mars gets more interesting every week.
Wow. And any future missions, any future missions for Mars by any of by us or any countries?
Well, the Japanese are going to send a mission. I think we reported this many months ago, but here's an update. There is a Phobos, that's one of the satellites. They're going to either look at, you know, taking more pictures of it or maybe scoop up some samples of it. As you and I talk, those moons are extremely weird, which leads us to the mystery of the week, John. Here's another one that's bizarre. Here's the question. What's the interior of the moon like? And scientists with new data, how about this? Tell us that the moon has a semi-solid core that's about 160 miles in diameter for its radius, I should say radius. And it has an outer fluid core that's about 225-mile radius. But the moon still continues to give off moon quakes. We knew this from the Apollo mission. But here's the problem with the moon. It's not hollow. It's not made of cheese, of course, if that's a joke. But anyway, the moon lost its magnetic field about 3.2 billion years ago. And the strangest part is many people now believe the moon was formed by a Mars-like sized object that hit the Earth called Theia. And out of that big bubble of plasma and, you know, magma and material, it helped to form what we call the moon itself. So the moon mystery continues. Obviously, this is a fascinating story, that the moon is still somewhat active. And I found that to be fascinating, don't you?
That is fascinating. I mean, I remember the movie where the moon was hollow. I mean, that was a good movie.
Absolutely. Great special effects for that.
Yeah.
But, John, in the sky, we talk about, we wrap it up here, we always talk the live sky. The moon, of course, just passed this beautiful full moon called the full pink moon in honor, of course, of the celebration of the Passover season. But we look in the sky and we find out that the planet Jupiter is easy to see. If you just look into the west just after sunset, it sits there shining brightly and over half a billion miles away. Telescopes reveal the beautiful satellites, at least four of the main ones. And you can learn so much more, as we always say proudly. Go to the Dr. Sky Experience where, of course, WABCRadio.com. Great information, John, as you and the listeners know. Thank you for the compliments. From astronomy, space, aviation, and weather. And then, of course, stories from American exceptionalism, as we need that. Don't you think we need Superman at a time like this?
Right? We definitely do. Thank you so much, Steve Cates. Have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Thank you, John.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.